This is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 7 to 18. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The Holy One, your God, is providing you with a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground waters, welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless your God for the good land that has been given to you. Take care that you do not forget the Holy One, your God, by failing to keep the commandments, ordinances, and statutes, which I am giving you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Holy One, your God, who brought you out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. God made water flow for you from flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end to do you good. Do not say to yourself, 'My power and the might of my own hand have gotten me this wealth.' But remember the Holy One, for it is God who gives you power and wealth, in keeping with the covenant that God made with your ancestors, as it is made with you today. Herein is wisdom." A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, "God scatters abroad and gives to the poor. God's righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the seeds of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that has been given to you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Herein is guidance.